place?
Well, I was raised in the Mimram-Cook area, more specifically in Beaumont, New Brunswick, and that's in the woods. And there's a church that was built by the Mi'kmaq in 1884, and today it's still there, and it's a touristic site, heritage site. And my parents were poor; they didn't have they were illiterate. They worked hard in the forest, and also worked on the sea. My mother just had a grade four. We were a family of six children. I'm the youngest. We were French, influenced by the English because of English assimilation. We were six children. For my parents, religion and the church and the doctor were very important. There's a lot of physical ailments. You would go see the doctor because he has. I felt that our family went too much to the doctor. So anyway, I think that I was the one that was, I've always, growing up, I was always critical of systems and wondering, asking all kinds of questions. So it's from that perspective that I come to involve in mental health. I asked my mother if, how did she know that God was Catholic? I don't know. I don't remember, probably because he has to be, probably. And as a child, I had three dreams when I was young. One was to travel, do a magazine, and help people out. And I said to myself, I'll never be able to do that because I have to go to university and I'm too depressed to do that. And fast forward many years after, I see myself doing all those three things without having bypassed the formal model of education.